Again, on a case-by-case basis, we look at the specific needs of victims, but I can say that the victims of violent crimes, such as crimes harming the physical integrity or freedom of individual, they will always be deemed to be especially vulnerable victims. This means that they have access to special protective measures, which safeguards the individuals from what we call secondary victimization, re-victimization. These are procedural acts which are determined with that in mind. Children are also deemed to be vulnerable victims. They have specific protection, therefore. And in fact, there can be a guardian, if you like, who will watch over the interests of these individuals, of these children, when that might be, there might be a conflict with the parents themselves or their representatives or tutors. And also equally relevant is compensation provided to particularly vulnerable victims. We do have a special mechanism for that. It means that even though there is no complaint lodged by them specifically, and there's no specific civil claims for damage, despite that, the court may, of its own initiative, give compensation to these victims. Many thanks. Well, I'd like to thank my colleagues for filling the gap that I made, because I was speeding on ahead to the next point, but they were kind enough to answer the questions 4 and 5 on my